from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Human Rights Watch says Iraqi troops assassinated captured prisoners. According to Human Rights Watch, an Iraqi army division trained by the U.S. military allegedly assassinated several dozen prisoners in the final days of battle to recapture Mosul's old city from Islamic State. The rights group, in a report issued Thursday, is urging the U.S. to end support for the Iraqi army's 16th Division, pending a probe into what it believes are war crimes. The watchdog said the alleged executions were witnessed by two international observers who said they saw a group of Iraqi soldiers take four naked men down an alley and then heard gunshots. The observers said the soldiers informed them the prisoners were ISIS fighters. Muslim worshippers are expected to return to the Haram al-Sharif complex after hearing the news that Israel had removed additional security measures from entrances to the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem. Hundreds converged near the holy site early Thursday after Israel removed railings and scaffolding where cameras were to be mounted at entrances to the compound known to Jews as the Temple Mount. Middle East analyst for the Times of Israel, Avi Isharoff.
I think that the Israeli measures, meaning removing the gates, removing the cameras, and even removing the last remains of all kinds of small barriers that were left over there, proved to itself to be very efficient. It will be portrayed by the Palestinian side as a huge victory for their demands, for their struggle, of course, for everything, and in a way, they're right.
Rival Palestinian factions Fatah and Hamas had issued separate statements calling for more mass protests on Friday. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres Wednesday expressed alarm at the potential for escalating violence. This is VOA News. The U.S. on Wednesday announced sanctions against 13 senior officials of the Venezuelan government and state oil company as the opposition stages a two-day general strike aimed at preventing Sunday's vote to create a new assembly to rewrite the country's constitution. President Nicolas Maduro described them as unlawful and insolent. Protesters also clashed with security forces again, with at least one person killed. Some 100 have died in almost daily protests since early April. The opposition-led strike is to end with a protest march on Friday in the capital of Caracas. La Trobe University analyst Raul Sanchez Uribarri said it is possible Sunday's election may not take place.
The regime might actually decide to give up, for example, on the Constituent Assembly to save face from the possible, quite likely, lack of attendance to the electoral booths on Sunday.
Mr. Maduro has vowed to press ahead with the vote that the opposition has warned will institutionalize dictatorship. U.S. lawmakers have reached an agreement that clears the way for a bill imposing new sanctions in Russia, Iran, and North Korea to be sent to President Donald Trump for approval. The legislation also includes a provision giving Congress a fast-track procedure to disapprove of any moves the president makes to end the sanctions. During weeks of negotiations, the Trump administration pushed back at what it saw as an attempt to limit the executive branch's ability to unilaterally ease sanctions. The White House has now expressed support for those very same sanctions. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said on Wednesday he does not plan to step down as head of the State Department. While meeting with the Qatari Foreign Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdulrahman Al Thani, Secretary Tillerson said he will stay on as long as President Trump lets him.
I'm not going anywhere.
How long will you stay for?
As long as the president lets me.
How's your relationship with the president right now?
It's good.
Recent reports had been swirling that Tillerson's relationship with the White House was strained. Last week, Tillerson said the U.S. was satisfied with the effort Qatar is putting into addressing concerns about financing extremist groups and counterterrorism. Taiwan electronics giant Foxconn Wednesday announced plans to build a large LCD display panel screen plant in the state of Wisconsin. News President Donald Trump praised.
It will be about the biggest there is anywhere. The company's initial investment of more than $10 billion will create 3,000 jobs at a minimum, with the potential for up to 13,000 jobs in the very near future.
The state is offering Foxconn $3 billion in incentives and will sign a memorandum of understanding. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.